You know, God will bless you with whatever it is, whether it be money, whether it be with your mind, the knowledge. The knowledge some people have and hold on to the inside, it's a shame that they hold it all in. Because God is the giver of that knowledge. And there is so, I love to sit and hear somebody that, Pat Hayes is one of my favorites. But I could sit and listen to that man because his knowledge in the Word of God, and not, he's not only limited to that. I rode with him in a car one day down the road, and he started asking me all these questions. I'm thinking, Pat, whoa, slow down here. You're blowing this little country boy's mind up. He was asking me all kinds of things and telling me details about my hometown. He lived hundreds of miles away, and he was telling me about the history of where we was at right here in Virginia, and telling me all this and that. And I said, man, the knowledge that man has been given. And it's a shame that some people hold on to that knowledge and don't give it away. Freely you have received, freely give this morning. But we was just going about our everyday business. Me and Chrissy went to watch Taylor cheer the game. And I come back and stopped by a gas station. And I got out of the car and I was pumping gas in our car. And I was drawn to a couple that was one bay over. And their little kids was out helping pump gas, you know, and there's a little 4 or 5 year old boy, and I thought it was so cute at the time. He was washing his windows, and he had the washer out, and I said, man, that's cute. I said, I'm gonna get him to come over here and wash my windows. I'm gonna give him $1. And then the more I watched him, the more I realized I wasn't gonna let him touch my car, because he beat that car to death with that washer. But he was wanting to help Dad, you know, and I was drawn to that at first, and then God spoke to my spirit, and he said, I want you to fill that man's car up tonight with gas. I said, you sure, God? I said, I just stopped here for gas and a candy bar. And he said, I want you to fill that man's tank up with gas. I said, okay. So I was sitting there, and I went in, and this took a little while, and Chrissy can tell you, she kept hollering at me. She said, what are you doing? I said, just hold on. She said, I'm in a hurry, let's go. Come on, what are you doing? She just kept hollering. I wouldn't tell her, and I was just standing outside the car, and I was waiting on the man to come back, outside. And I didn't. God had spoke to me, and he said, "I want you to fill this man's car up." But that man had already filled his car up. So I said, "Okay, I'm gonna have to go over here and ask him how much it was. I'm gonna give him money to fill his car up." And I walked over to the man, and when he come out the door, he walked to another vehicle, not the one that was at the gas pump. And I said, what is going on here? And I said, sir, I told him my name and introduced myself. And I said, God spoke to me and told me, I said, is this your vehicle here too? He said, yeah. And he said, that's my wife's vehicle over there. I said, oh, God. I said, I got to fill two of them up tonight. And I said, God spoke to me and he told me to fill your vehicles up with gas. I said, let me back up here. I asked him, I said, I'm going to ask you a strange question. I said, because I had seen him fill his car up, or thought I did. And I said, sir, I said, is your car full with gas? And I said, God spoke to me and told me to fill it up. I said, did you fill your car up a while ago? I said, are you in need of gas tonight? And he said, he just got this puzzled look on his face. And he said, God spoke to you. I said, yes, sir. And it, you could still tell it was just blowing his mind. And the man's a Christian. He attends church in Roanoke. But it just blew his mind that God spoke to somebody right there in his time of need. And he said, to be honest with you, he said, yeah. He said, I didn't put but $3 or $4 in there. And he said, my wife has a mother and father that is in very bad health. They have very bad health problems. And she drives back and forth. This was on the other side of Roanoke. She drives almost back up to Salem to take care of them each and every day. She homeschools her children. And he said, you know, I really need it tonight. But it's not about the money, but it's about what you're going to do with what God gives you. It may be financial. God may bless you financially. But if you can't give it away, if you want to hold on to it, just like the children of Israel here, if you want to hold on to it, And use it for yourself, God's not going to continue to bless you. But he's going to bless somebody that he can trust to give it away. If he gives you knowledge this morning of his word, if he gives you the anointing of God on your life, then freely give it away this morning. Consider your ways this morning. And I thought that, I said, you know, God, you're wanting to use us. I thought about that for days after that, and I said, you know what? I've seen times where I couldn't, like I said a while ago, where I could not have been able to do that. But God has blessed me that I could. And I said, God, it's not in the money, but it's in the obedience that I see that you want to speak to your children this morning, that you have so much in store. This man, you know, we never know how great the need is on the other side. We see on the outside. We see some circumstances. We know some details sometimes. But we don't know how deep that hurt and how that burden that they've been carrying, that you have their deliverance, that you have their blessing, that you have whatever they need right at that particular point in time. God told Israel to consider their ways. He did not want them. What he was doing is he was wanting the temple rebuilt. He was wanting a place to where his children could gather and worship in his presence. He was wanting the temple rebuilt. You are the temple this morning. Do not let sin stand in your way. I look back at the messages over just this past week, Wednesday night and last Sunday night. Have you cultivated the soul in your heart this morning that the seed of God, the perfect seed, can be planted in your heart today, that it can grow and be nurtured? Brother Jerry's message Wednesday night, flirting with disaster. You know, we have to be careful this morning. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We are in warfare this morning, church. And I was wanting to get on over into some different things here, but I'm running out of time. But God wants us. God wants us this morning to go before him and say, God, search my heart. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew within me a right spirit. We have to search our hearts this morning. We have to let God do a little bit of cleaning up. Amen. We have to be ready this morning in order for God to work in our lives. You want the blessings of God? You want the anointing to flow in your life? Then we've got to get our hearts right. We've got to be able to let the seed of God grow in our soul. We have to be not only hearers of the word, but doers also. Faith without works is dead this morning. We must hear what thus saith the Lord. What the Spirit has to say to the church this morning. Consider your ways. And I'm going to wrap this up. I'm not going any farther. But consider your ways this morning. And like I said, as I was studying about this, we can look at where Israel found themselves. And too many times, like I said, we find ourselves in storms and trials and tribulations. And sometimes they're for extended times. And I've just come out of a storm that was pretty long and pretty intense, and not just one. And I've grown to learn that the enemy, every time he comes at you, he's going to do something stronger because he knows you got the victory on the last one. And he's going to have to step it up one notch this time to try to defeat you. But if we can stand strong in victory each and every time, yeah, we may be at low points and we're going to need our brothers and sisters. And we do need each other this morning. Don't ever forget that. No man is an island this morning, and we need each other. We need to stand in the gap. We need to pray for one another that the enemy don't come in and deceive us and steal and tear up what God has blessed us with. But we need to fight for one another this morning. Consider our ways that sin don't get in the way. You know, we don't like to stand up here and preach against sin. And like I said, I wanted a happy message to preach. But I can tell you this morning, if you adhere to this message, consider your ways. That is a happy message because that allows God to come into our lives and bless us. He cannot bless you this morning if we've got sin in our life. And like I said, it don't take a whole lot. They was just happy to be out of bondage. You know, and you can testify when you've been through a storm and then all of a sudden things are lifted off of you, you just want to enjoy life. Because you've been through a storm and this flesh and this body has been worn down. You want to relax in this. That don't give you the authority to neglect the duty that you have in your calling. that does not give you the authority to do that this morning. We must carry on, and we must crucify this. Yes, we can shout, we can praise when we come out of the storm, and we have to get out of it. Without praising, you're not going to make it through that storm. It's going to be a very long storm if you don't continually praise Him throughout each and everything. So this morning, like I said, consider your ways. Consider your ways this morning. Search your hearts this morning. Guard it with all diligence. Don't let nothing in that shouldn't be there. Don't get into a routine. Don't get into something that will pull you away from God, but yet run to God each and every chance we get. Everything that we can find to do, God said that He's going to bless everything our hand finds to do. He said He'd bless it, but yet we're going to have to follow after Him with all diligence. Amen. And when we seek Him with our whole heart this morning, we will be found of Him. But I will challenge you today. Ask God to search your heart. Ask God to let you consider your ways and let Him show you what needs to be gone. I want God to bless each and every one of us this morning, but it's going to take some effort on our part. I want to see some healings take place in this church right here. I want to see some deliverances taking place in our families and in our closest kin. Those people that are our household, I want to see them delivered. Amen? We are a body. We're a body of Christ here. And when one hurts, we should all hurt. So we're all standing here in unity today. Consider your ways. I'll ask you to stand with me right now. Father God, we thank You for this word. We thank You for this instruction and message this morning. God, I ask that You do consider. Allow us to consider our ways this morning. Father, reveal unto us, Lord. Give us divine revelation this day. Father, that we may go forth and show Your glory throughout this land. Father, if there be anybody here this morning, Father, that does not know You, Father, that has maybe drawn to the lust of the flesh and drawn away from You, Lord. Father, I ask that they be pulled back in this morning. Let Your Spirit comfort and direct them, Lord, today. But God, I pray that You search all of our hearts. Father, that we would draw closer to You. Father, that we would see what is between us and You. Father, let nothing stand in the way of Your anointing this morning in each life here. Every person standing here in this building, God, I pray that You increase the anointing. Increase the knowledge, Lord, Father, that we need, Father, to fulfill the calling in our lives. Father, I just ask that You just pour out Your glory and Your presence here this morning in this congregation, Lord. Make your way to this altar this morning. Consider your ways. And allow God to speak to your heart.